The Peruvian Amazon attracts thousands of foreign tourists each year with its jungle tours, but increasingly visitors go there for something else, to sample ayahuasca. That's a potion made from jungle vines and considered sacred by Indians. Now, lodges catering to ayahuasca tourism are sprouting up all over, and tourists arrive for days of rituals they say provide them with a window into the soul. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Iquitos, Peru.
The rain falls hard outside the Yacupuma Healing Center. This wooden lodge, surrounded by lush greenery, sits on the town's outskirts here in northeastern Peru. And the shaman, a medicine man named Juan Tangoa, sits before a bottle filled with what looks like sludge.
Cuando ya bebo esta cosa, voy a hacer, digamos, un contacto al mundo espiritual, ¿no? Que es el ícaros que cantamos. Es un contacto, ¿no? De invocar, de traer a ese espíritu.
He tells a small group of Americans and Europeans that drinking the concoction will lead to contact with a spiritual world. He says that his ícaros, or chants, will invoke the spirits. Each visitor is given a shot, and it's not long before Tangoa's charges are sick. Ayahuasca, you see, is not simply for those looking for an easy walk on the wild side. The potion does contain a chemical with hallucinogenic properties, but you won't find hippies here looking for a trip. That's because the shamans consider ayahuasca a medicine. And the people who come, businessmen, computer programmers, salesmen, musicians, are looking to deal with everything from childhood traumas to depression. Like Brendan Everett, a 31-year-old camera salesman from Los Angeles.
I thought something was missing from my life. You know, and walking through the world just being like, okay, I have this job I hate. I feel miserable most of the time. Like, everything's small. And just how I related to people wasn't, it was very superficial and it wasn't a very deep connection.
For some, ayahuasca induces purges from both ends of the body. There are ghoulish dreams, fear, paranoia, screams, as shown in Keith Aronowitz's documentary about ayahuasca, Metamorphosis.
Ah! Oh, I'm not scared of you anymore. Go away.
Sometimes it takes days and several sessions for a person consuming ayahuasca to get something out of it. That's how it was for Everett.
So my first ceremony, there was no visions, there was no purging. It was just kind of me sitting there and laying there being like, I don't know what's going on, I don't know what's going on. And over the course of the five ceremonies, I realized that at that time, I had to just get really dark and really let go of any preconceived expectation that I had.
What Everett let go of were his demons. His shaman is an American, Hamilton Souther, a 32-year-old Californian who studied anthropology at the University of Colorado.
There are huge swings in mood, huge swings in psychic states, huge swings in physical states, and the shaman has to be able to literally hold that space so that a person is safe as they go through those different movements.
Souther came here nearly a decade ago and trained for 2 years to become a master shaman. Now he runs the Blue Morpho Ayahuasca Center, an hour outside of Iquitos. Ayahuasca use is legal in Peru, and tourism operators say 20% of visitors who come here come for ayahuasca. They are enticed by the curative properties, though Souther says not everyone leaves satisfied.
The problem is that there will be a whole nother group of people that will receive absolutely no benefit from drinking ayahuasca.
On a recent day, though, several repeat visitors mill around at Blue Morpho's headquarters. They include two New Zealanders who work for an armored car company, a computer programmer from Salt Lake City, a young environmentalist who says ayahuasca made him feel like trying again. And then there's Brendan Everett, the camera salesman, back to Peru for a fourth time.
There's not this gigantic weight on my shoulders anymore, and I can sit up straight and I can breathe normally and just be like, the world's just a significantly brighter, more beautiful place now.
Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
This is NPR.